The intellectual mountains and valleys have been conquered by you. The intellectual mountains and valleys have been conquered by you. Whichever field of deen we look at, we see your success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome once again in our brand new episode of the program which goes by the title of The Genius of the East. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in our last episode, we covered the topic of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, being acclaimed in various branches of science. Other than that, we also talked about what his peers used to say about him, what they mentioned about his excellence in that relevant field. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we covered a brief introduction of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's remarkable achievements in the field of science. Now we will carry on our episodes on specific classifications in the field of science in which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala attained excellence. But before carrying further to today's topic, let's listen to the virtue of a Durood-e Paak. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Salat, Durood-e Paak, peace and salutations upon me abundantly in the world. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, whoever wants the proximity of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and who doesn't? We all want the proximity, the closeness of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of judgment. What do we need to do? Recite Durood-e Paak, Salat ala Nabi, in abundance upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the field of science is very vast. It can be classified into various branches. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh excelled in various branches of science. Our today's topic is the branch, the field of taxonomy. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we will be talking about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayh Rahmatul Rahman's remarkable achievements in the field of taxonomy. This probably would be an absolutely new name for many viewers of Madani channel. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is that personality who also had excellence and great expertise in the field of taxonomy. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as our last episode, today again we have on our panel with us our Muballigh Da'wat Islami, our Dr. Khurram Bhai, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, who will be taking us through this journey of the excellence of Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh in the field of taxonomy as well. So welcome once again, Dr. Sahib, and Jazakallahu Khaira for blessing us again with your time. So regarding taxonomy, as mentioned earlier, first of all, if you could kindly, briefly explain to the viewers of Madani channel what exactly taxonomy is, and then we will proceed further towards the remarkable achievements of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman in the field of taxonomy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So as you said, I think taxonomy is, so the students of science, I think they would have some idea. So if we look at the definition of taxonomy, that is really a science of classification. Okay. So this is the scheme of classifying, usually used for biological organisms. So, for example, dividing them into genus, species, and so on and so forth.
So can we say, to make things simpler, classification of anything?
Yeah, so broadly speaking, this covers classification of anything. Generally, it is used in that context of when we are talking about things which are biological organisms. However, if we look at now, as the knowledge is expanded, that it is the taxonomic systems are now being used for almost everything. So whether you take the types of organisms, whether you take types of rocks, whether you take types of marine life, wherever you go, the taxonomy is being used. And the reason why that's so important is because that we are in the era of information overload.
Okay.
So a lot of information is being produced.
True.
And the difference now is that with the modern IT systems, they are accessible. So previously, a lot might have been written, but not accessible. And now suddenly all of that is. So if you look at world-class libraries, for example, their cataloging system is, you know, that would be in itself would need a system to how to catalog those.
Mm-hmm.
So that much information has increased. So what science teaches is that somehow we need to bring all that information together. And that bringing of information together in a systematic format, which any other person is able to comprehend and understand, would fall in the taxonomy. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have the Islamic knowledge spread over nearly 15 centuries. So scholars have written books, they have imparted their pearls of wisdom. All of that has to be brought together. And that's what taxonomy does. It brings all of that together.
So, in a nutshell, if you want to put it all together, if the science of taxonomy is not implemented onto a cluster of information, a layman might miss the crux of the information because he won't be able to derive the basic and the main points out of the whole information. So it becomes more clear to us now. Now, after understanding what taxonomy is and how important it is, even in today's day and age, what has been the services of Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, and what great achievements did he have in this very branch of science?
SubhanAllah. So, yeah, so that's, I guess, the beauty of Sayyidi Ahle rahmatullahi ta'ala is that. So we talked about, obviously, and we are now talking more about in the context of science, but let's take one example of the encyclopedia he produced, and that is Fatawa Razaviya. So 33 volumes when it has been, done for the ease of the people now. So 33 volumes spread over 22,000 pages. 6,847 questions which have been answered. And under those questions, thousands of other legal rulings have come into discussion. And in addition to having these questions, he also produces 206 booklets in this encyclopedia. So I think that if we even forget everything else what Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala has written, and this is one of his over 1,000 books, just one of them. If we exclude everything else, we need classification for these over 6,000 books. So the beauty of Sayyidi Ahle Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is that when he answers a question, he brings evidence for the last 14 centuries, all of that together. And then what a true, in modern people would call a professor, he would do in a professorial way is he would bring all this evidence under bibliography and then gives his final ruling by combining all that knowledge and simplifying for the person who's asked that question. And that you see throughout Fatawa Razaviya Sharif, which I'll share some examples, but that is the Sayyidi Ahle Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, I feel, is the, I guess, one of the basic things about science. How could one be, you know, doing more for science if he didn't have the understanding of what has been done in the past? So the knowledge is always, it is always increasing from a baseline. If you don't know the baseline, you can't go on the top. But Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullah Ta'ala's quality is that he knows all of that, what has been written over 14 centuries, and then he produces it all in one booklet, in one answer for the person to understand.
And also great to know this very quality of Ala Hazrat, that having knowledge is one thing, but conveying the knowledge to others is another. So when both of these qualities are mixed into one personality, and then it also depends that to what extent have you learned to convey the message. That also depends. So when we talk about the personality of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, it's not only that he had the knowledge of all the knowledge which has been coming from last 14 centuries, but he also had the expertise in conveying this knowledge to others. And regarding the classifications that you mentioned, I think it's not only the classifications of a certain topic, it's also covering that question from every aspect. Because if you think about it, when we answer any question, there can be another aspect to it. There can be another angle to it, that another person might be looking at that question or answer from that aspect. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's work is such that when he gives the answer, he answers it from every single aspect. And the answer encompasses all the aspects that the reader of the answer, he hasn't got any aspects which are left unanswered. Are there any examples of published books of Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, where we can see his excellence and greatness in this very branch of science which is called taxonomy?
So I think I was, so as you mentioned about how there could be diverse aspects to a question, and sometimes the person who has asked the question is not clear in his mind. So the question can be ambiguous.
So there can be many gray areas to it.
There can be many gray areas to it, or even in the mind of the person, he's not sure which aspect do I want to address and what I want to ask about. So the beauty of Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and again, the way he has, obviously the grasp of the on the subject, but also being able to understand the various the various iterations of that answer. So one question comes to him again in Fatawa Razviya Sharif regarding divorce.
Okay.
So somebody sends him that question about which on the face of it seemed like a simple question. And Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, the way you have asked this question, there are 58 possible scenarios.
Allahu Akbar.
Let me write all of those for you one by one.
Allah.
Just in case you were thinking about this or that or that.
Allahu Akbar.
And after writing 58, he knew that how would that person be able to even understand all of that? He said, so now I will reclassify all of that into four overarching principles.
Allahu Akbar.
And here are those four overarching principles with 58 possible scenarios from one question.
Allahu Akbar.
And you know, you read that and think,
so it's like Ala Hazrat is reading the mind of the person who's asking the question, that the person he himself is a bit ambiguous in terms of he's not certain himself what he wants to ask. But look at the great Imam, that he even knows the different aspects of the question that the person is asking.
The person is asking. So, you know, so this is, I guess, an example of inspired knowledge, isn't it? Where somebody is able to just ascertain from the quality of question what could be the potential answers. And then another beauty of Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was that when you are trying to simplify the information, trying to do it in a sort of algorithmic fashion. So there are multiple scenarios. So you give an algorithm. If the answer is A, you do this. If the answer is B, you do this. And then there are two further scenarios. It goes on and on and on. Yes. And Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when he's asked those type of questions, he never would leave you unfulfilled. That's the beauty. So if we see right at the beginning, when it comes to showing his respect for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, we don't need to go anywhere after the khutbah, the sermon he's written at the beginning of Fatawa Razviya Sharif, where he has used 90 titles. And ulama-i-kiram say that somebody who could even read them is a scholar himself.
Allahu Akbar. And imagine the one who's written them.
Who's written them. Then in the, and when it comes to, so let me give you an example of one of the biggest studies which medical science would produce. It usually comes under these review magazines. And they are some world-class magazines, which basically, their purpose is review. So they just do this whole review on one particular subject. So the most number of references you will find in that would might be 250, 200, 150. And that would still be considered a lot of references. Somebody has read all those and written them in bibliography. Now look at Sayyidi Ahlat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. One question comes to him regarding funeral prayer. And Sayyidi Ahlat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he writes 157 pages.
Allah,
and in the evidence from which books he has referred to while answering this question, he writes 130 books, names of books in his bibliography.
Allah, but for one answer.
For one answer. Then comes in the Kitabun Nikah, in the preface, in the foreword, he writes 90 books names which he has referred to whilst answering that question. And then when he went, I mean, this incident is incredible. He went, the second time he went on Hajj, that is when the shuyukh of Hijaz al-Muqaddas, they recognized what a gem he was. So with the two books he wrote whilst he was there, the first one, which was about the knowledge of unseen, of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, al-dawlat al-makkiyah bil-maddat al-ghaybiyah, he was ill. So he was suffering, he was ill, and he was asked that question by an Arab sheikh. He wrote the whole book, 1,000 pages. He wrote in 8 hours on the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, knowledge of the unseen. And then another sheikh who has since read it in of modern times, he says that the things he has covered in that, which is not even part, this part of a discussion, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala has went into another branch of science while answering this question, that's topology.
Allah Akbar.
And this is just one book. He's written on one question.
Allah
and
Allah.
He's written that.
Subhanallah.
You know, so that's the beauty of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi.
It's just amazing. As you were mentioning this, I was just thinking that if someone writes a book in 8 hours for these many pages, I think this alone would stand out in his career. And he would probably be acknowledged for just this achievement. But when we talk about, you know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, one book in 8 hours and opening another branch of science, topology, a new name I've learned today. And then we come to know about the Fatawa Razaviyah Sharif. And we look at Fatawa Razaviyah Sharif alone, we come to know that an ordinary person cannot do this amount of work in one life. Then on top of that, he has over 1,000 books for Islamic studies. Then on top of that, he has written various books on the fields of knowledge. Then we just come to know that, no doubt, he was gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we proudly say that that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is our master.
Alhamdulillah.
Moving on, Dr. Saab, after obviously getting an awareness regarding the works of Ala Hazrat's literature on taxonomy, are there any practical examples of taxonomy from everyday's rulings that we have in today's day and age?
SubhanAllah. So I think that's again the quality of Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. So we mentioned about the topology. And the other book which he wrote there was actually one of the, I guess, the key issues of modern society, and that is about economics. So Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, so the two books he wrote in that journey. So first was that which covered another branch of science, and the second was about economics. And he covered the whole banking system in that book. So imagine his knowledge of economics, which probably we won't even have time to discuss. That's another branch of science which he's covered in that book. And he talked about how banking could be done without interest. So he gave principles. And you know, this is talking even before the modern banking system was imagined. You know, so there might have been some countries, most of the world didn't know about banking systems. And that's when Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullah Ta'ala is giving example.
Those are probably the days when bartering system was still in place.
Absolutely. And then if you look at, so that's again everyday life. The other quality is that someone asked Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullah Ta'ala about meat. And you know, the types of meat, the meat we can eat and all of that. And ulama kiram say that no one in one place has classified that information as beautifully as Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. So he said even in halal meat, there are 22 different things which are either haram or makruh or should not be eaten.
Allahu Akbar.
So look at the level of his research, that even he's not confining himself. The question was around meat, and he's not limiting himself to that. He then classifies it further and says, let me make it easy for you. Here are the 22 things you should avoid in that as well. So whichever walk of life you look at, Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullah Ta'ala is shining like a bright star.
So we come to know today that he was a topologist, we will call.
Absolutely.
And an economist as well.
As an economist.
In those days when probably these modern day economy principles were not even thought of.
Absolutely.
And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he gave a whole concept of economy which probably is being taught in today's day and age. So we can imagine what foresightedness he rahmatullahi ta'ala had 150 years ago when people were still trading in bartering system. Unbelievable, amazing. So in terms of, in the light of all these aspects which we have discussed, him being an economist, a topologist, a taxonomist, and all these terms that we need to name, in your opinion, what does this tell us about the great Imam?
So Alhamdulillah, I think, I guess there are several other, so I just would like to give one more example before we move. So in the book Munirul Ayn, Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, 200 pages, and he writes 42 chapters, and in that he writes principles of hadith. Now, of course, the scholars would know that even the science of extracting information from a hadith. And Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullah Ta'ala is again giving overriding principles of how one should look at that. So I think all these examples, what they teach us about Sayyidi Alat Rahmatullah Ta'ala is the absolute crystal clarity of his mind. That's what only a mind as clear as the brightest of waters can actually have these things reflected in his, in his comprehension, in his understanding.
Beautiful.
To come to this level where he has all that knowledge, he can deliver it, write it down on a piece of paper, simplify it for people, and then still reclassifies it further and give overarching principles as well. I think unless someone had anything less than a clear mind and of course a mystic soul, you couldn't really expect it from anyone else. And that, I think, is when I feel that, and again we'll discuss that later as well, that when there is the true love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has traversed through your heart, through your soul, and you have, you've sacrificed yourself for that ultimate cause, then these are just one of the several gifts which are given to you by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
MashaAllah, amazing, amazing knowledge and information regarding further branches that Imam Ahle Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala had expertise in. And at the same note, we also come to in a way realize what a great memory Allah Almighty blessed Imam Ahle Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala with, that if he wrote that book, The Journey of a Second Hajj, within 8 hours. And then earlier you gave you mentioned about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala giving the references from 100 and some odd books.
Correct, sir.
For just one answer. So we can imagine what great memory Allah Almighty would have blessed Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala with. And today, nowadays, a lot of people, we see the ailment of dementia being common amongst a lot of people. And this is quite prevalent in our society. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, when we look at awliya karam, or these kind of sacred awliya karam likes of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh or Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, one of the gifts amongst various other gifts which have been bestowed upon them by Allah Almighty and Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the great memory. On Madani channel as well, we have the programs where we are given the spiritual cues. Islamic brothers, they ring in and they tell their spiritual problems what they have, and the Islamic brothers of Tawizat Majlis, they give the spiritual solutions for them. And for memory strengthening as well, let me share a beautiful wazifa with the viewers of Madani channel, that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if you recite Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu 21 times with Darood Pak Salat ala Nabi before and after for 40 days, and blow on water and drink that water before breakfast, before we have anything in the morning, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, our memory would be strengthened. And same amal, same action can also be performed for any of our relative or any of our son or anyone whose memory we want to strengthen. So perform this action, recite Ya Alimu 21 times with Darood-e Pak before and after for 40 days, blow on water, and give it to the person whose memory you want to strengthen. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of Allah Almighty, our memory would be strengthened. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in today's episode, we've covered a great dimension to the personality of the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, the dimension of taxonomy. And in the same episode, we've also covered various other branches of science that Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi had expertise in, like the branch of economics, topology, and other branches of science. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will be back with another great aspect, another great dimension to the personality of Imam Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi in the light of science. Please tune back into Madani channel, tune back into our program to increase your love and knowledge for Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The intellectual mountains and valleys have been conquered by you. The intellectual mountains and valleys